It's simple math. Tim Hortons 2-3-4 menu fills your mornings without emptying your pockets. $2 gets you a hot coffee or a classic bagel. $3, try a sausage and cheese English muffin or two classic donuts. And for $4, enjoy an egg and cheese croissant or an iced cap. Do the math. It all adds up to delicious deals. Only at Tim's. The Tim's 2-3-4 menu is available until 2 p.m. at select Columbus, Ohio restaurants. Terms apply.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
You need to work super hard. So what does super hard mean? Well, when my brother and I were starting our first company, instead of getting an apartment, we just rented a small office and we slept on the couch. And we showered at the YMCA, and we're so hard up, we had just one computer. So the website was up during the day, and I was coding at night. 7 days a week, all the time. So briefly had a girlfriend in that period, and in order to be with me, she had to sleep in the office. Work hard, like, every waking hour. That's the thing I would say, if you, particularly if you're starting a company. And, I mean, if you do simple math, say, like, okay, if somebody else is working 50 hours and you're working 100, you'll get twice as much done in the course of a year as the other company. And now is the time to take risk.
When you wake up in the morning, do you see a problem and you want to solve it?
I think the thing that drives me is that I want to be able to think about the future and feel good about that. We're doing what we can to have the future be as good as possible, to be inspired by what is likely to happen. Yeah, probably in 10 years, more than a half of new vehicle production is electric in the United States. I think almost all cars produced will be autonomous in 10 years. Almost all. There will not be a steering wheel. In 20 years, it will be like having a horse. People have horses, which is cool.
So having a regular car will be like having a horse. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Your neighbors are not going to be happy if you land a flying car in your backyard.
Everyone in this room is inspired by you. Who are you inspired by?
Well, Kanye West, obviously.
How do you plan a business where you know, the rocket business, you know some of these things are going to blow up on the launch pad? How does the business plan work?
I don't really have a business plan.
We're back to Mars. What kind of government do you envision for the first production? And what's your title?
Yeah, exactly. Emperor or God Emperor? I don't know.
88% of the workweek is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Might be too much.
When you had that third failure in a row, did you think, I need to pack this in?
Never.
Why not?
I don't ever give up. I mean, I'd have to be dead or completely incapacitated.
I wouldn't say I'm fearless. In fact, I think I feel fear quite strongly. If what I'm doing is important enough, then I just override the fear. Well, probably SpaceX. I thought it had the lowest chance of success. I thought both Tesla and SpaceX would fail at the beginning. Technically, I thought I'll take half the money from PayPal, and if I lose half of it, that's okay. But then, of course, the companies encounter difficulties, and then I have a choice of either let the company die or put all the money into the companies. And so I really didn't want the companies to die, so I put all the money in the companies. Yeah, and they were really focused on trying to make the cars more affordable, which is really tough. Like, in order to make the cars affordable, you need high volume. So you need economies of scale, and because the other car companies make a lot more cars than we do, they got way better economies of scale. So as we're gradually able to build up and do more cars, higher volume, then we can build them for progressively like less money, and then make the cars available to wide range of people. But it's super, honestly, like the car industry is like super competitive. It's like insanely competitive. Before we were able to get the Roadster out, then they'd say, well, you couldn't possibly make that car work. And then when we made the car work, they'd say, well, nobody's going to buy it. And then people bought it. And then we announced the Model S, and so many people called bullshit on that. It was ridiculous. And yet, actually, we were able to bring it to market. And then when we brought it to market, they said, well, you're never going to be able to produce it at volume. And we did that. And then they said, you will never be able to make a profit. And then we did that in Q1. So I'm hopeful that people will observe that there's a trend here. I think certainly being focused on something that you're confident will have high value to someone else. And just being really rigorous in making that assessment. So a challenge for entrepreneurs is to say, well, what's the difference between really believing in your ideals and sticking to them versus pursuing some unrealistic dream that doesn't actually have merit?
So now is the time to do that. So I would encourage you to take risks now. Do something bold. You won't regret it. Thank you.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.